Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a safe afternoon. Wet, yucky stuff out there. Temperature dropping, so do be careful. It is always a pleasure to welcome back into Press Row Bill Emmendorfer with the North Springs Center for Rejuvenation, the cryotherapy king of Chattanooga, former All-SEC lineman with Tennessee. We always appreciate Bill joining us because it's such a long way from work.
Well, it is. I had to stumble down about a half a block to get here. And, you know, with the sleet and the snow that's coming, it may be treacherous getting back.
All right, well, we do have to – it's great having you here again, as always. With the holiday season coming up, do you guys have any specials?
We've got some things going on. First of all, we're having our Christmas sale, or our 12 days of Christmas, so there's things going on every day, and one of them is we have a 12-pack for $100, which is really a good deal.
And wow.
Then we've got on Wednesday, December 18th, we're having a special kind of, you know, a naughty nice list. Well, this is for the nice list, and we're having some specials on four or five specific things. And with that, you get a $25 gift certificate that you can use for your last minute Christmas shopping free. So come see us on between now and then, because we've got a sale going every day during December for our 12 days of Christmas. But on December 18th, we've got a nice list for just those that have been nice. If you've been naughty, you better not come. We may charge you double. But anyway, that's where we are.
Bill, would you say you probably have the toughest clientele of anybody? Because really, if you're used to minus 170 degrees, 40 degrees is nothing.
Hey, we got folks that are sunbathing out there today in this stuff. They're feeling pretty good.
All right, of course, you are close friends with Philip Fulmer, and you think about Coach Fulmer waking up on his birthday, September 1st, and they've just lost at home the day before to Georgia State. And you're like, oh my goodness, that may be arguably the worst loss in program history. How do you raise money after a game like that? The BYU game comes where they had them beat, and they're sitting there 0-2. How wild is it to think that they were at one point 0-2, and then they wind up with 7 wins in their last 10 games?
Well, the interesting thing is, first of all, I think Philip may have been on suicide watch after the BYU game. The second thing is, from my understanding, Coach Pruitt's telling him everything's going to be okay, and he's going, you know, it doesn't look like everything's going to be okay. And to Phillip's credit, you know, he stood behind his guy, and they got the ship righted. But, you know, we talked about it earlier. These guys are really pretty good football coaches. Now, you know, the biggest thing Jeremy's got to do is a big step from being the number two guy to being the number one guy, and there's a lot of things that go with it, you know, and that's what they've talked about with Sam Pittman at Missouri. You know, can he do it, you know, or at Arkansas, I mean. But the reality is, you know, they've weathered the storm. The coaches have done a heck of a job coaching. You know, the quarterback is a tough kid. You know, he's not a great quarterback, but he's a tough kid. And if he can manage the game, he's got great receivers around him. The offensive line has gotten better. And then you've got a couple guys on defense that have just not been denied. Batuli and Nigel Warrior have had great years and make a big difference. I mean, there's two or three things that were kind of turning point. One is after the Florida game, I think they had a meeting at the foot of the cross and got together. And then you look at some things they did down the road, you know, like a couple years, last year and the year before, they would have lost the game at Kentucky when they had to make a goal line stand. You know, we've got the game won. We get a fumble, you know, you can't blame Garitano. He's got his hand in a cast, but we fumble the ball, and we make a goal line stand to win the game against a team that's just running up and down the field. That's a big thing. And in some ways, ironically, you know, this team could have won 9, possibly 10 games. Hopefully they're going to win 8 games. They got a good bowl and a pretty good matchup for them. But you know, the reality is that the trials they went through early may lead to more promising things down the road, because they had to learn to overcome adversity, and they've learned to win, which is something that you have to learn to win. And then, as my good friend Tim Priest says, winning begets winning, and that's kind of where they are now. They're on a roll. If they can finish the season with a win, coming with eight wins in 6 out of the last 7 games, and then take that and roll into the offseason. Because, you know, the biggest thing is these guys are going to work the heck out of them in the offseason. Your underclassmen are growing up, and then you have a good recruiting class, And so it could be the start of something good. Now, next year with the schedule and everything, you know, don't expect them to be world beaters. But to change a program, to build a culture, it takes 2 or 3 years. And let me tell you, the culture was pretty bad when Jeremy and those guys got there as far as what it takes to win in this league, because people don't understand the physicality of what happens every week.
All right, your good friend Tim Priest also says, we got jobbed on that one. I mean, he's an emotional guy when he's calling a Tennessee game.
Well, that's true. And you know, and it seems like, you know, you can always whine about the calls and you can't do anything about them. But by and large, the officiating in college football this year has been horrendous. And the SEC may have led the whole way. I mean, I'm looking at the South Carolina-Florida game, and the guy's got the guy and holds him for 40 yards down the field.
Right.
I look at the officials stopped the play at the Alabama game when Tennessee's in the Wildcat for no apparent reason. I see a personal foul on a roughing the passer that doesn't seem to be out of the ordinary. So it's not just happened to us. It's happened to everybody. I mean, you had controversy in the Auburn game. You had in the Auburn-Alabama game. You've had too much controversy, and I don't know whether it's instant replay or the officials are just having a bad year, but it's been a tough year on officials.
And in the NFL as well. I mean, there's just feels like there's a back and forth in all regard. But back to your alma mater, and you touched on this with the goal line stand, but I think in the conversation about changing the culture, especially defensively, this has been the toughest, most physically tough team that Tennessee's had maybe since Fulmer was there.
Well, you know, this is a physical league, and you can spread it out and you can throw the ball all over the field, but when it gets down to winning, it's going to be physical and it's going to be what happens. I mean, when you look at things that happened that made a difference, I mean, you look at the Auburn getting the pick six for 100 yards.
Right.
I mean, that's a big play that comes up for whatever reason. It's you're going to win on defense.
Did you have a favorite player on this year's team?
You know, I think Batuli is a guy that I like just because he was so doggone physical and what he did and the plays he made, you know.
You'd knock him on his butt, wouldn't you?
Yeah, probably. you know, maybe once I'm as good as I ever was, but that's about it.
Yep.
I wouldn't go back again. Of course, all the stuff we did, they've made it illegal now, so you can't leg whip and you can't trip and you can't do all that. You can't cut their legs out from under them. You can't chop block them. So I don't even know if I could play anymore.
You're listening to Bill Emmendorfer with North Spring Center for Rejuvenation, former All-SEC lineman with Tennessee. Bill, what about what brings people into North Spring this time of year?
Well, there's a lot of things. I mean, you know, there's a great article in the AARP magazine talking about chronic inflammation, and just inflammation as a whole causes a lot of problems. And so you've got athletes that are coming in to deal with inflammation from competition and from working out. But you got people that are dealing with autoimmune diseases. You got people that have aches and pains. You've got people that are coming off of surgeries. So there's just a lot of reasons, and the things we do really just help. And I've got one of my former teammates who has had two knees and a shoulder replaced, and he comes in and we treat him for about an hour doing different stuff, and he leaves feeling like a new man. And so there's just a lot of things that we do dealing with whether it's autoimmune diseases, whether it's chronic illness, whether it's chronic diseases, whether it's acute traumatic things. And those are all reasons to come in. Just because it's cold outside doesn't mean your body's reacting to that cold. And we need to deal with those parts of the healing process.
All right. So, again, you've got a special where, what, 12 visits for $100?
Yeah, it's our 12 days of Christmas special, and it's going to last through the month of December. And then it's going to expire. And so you got to get it now while you can get it. And then we've got some other things that we're featuring. And we're doing some things with gift cards where if you buy if you buy $100 worth of gift cards, we'll give you $120 worth of value on the gift card. So that's a 20% value on that too. And it's just this is a time when people don't think about needing cryotherapy, but you do. It helps you with your thought process. It helps you with your sleep. It helps you recover from probably having too much of a good time during the holidays. So there's lots of reasons to come in.
All right, and of course, if somebody's driving around and they're hearing you for the first time, even though you've been with us before, what's the best way to get in touch with North Spring, whether online or via phone?
Well, you can do either. You can call, and I have to look at the number because I have to pull out a card to see what our number is at the office. You can call the office at 423-682-8674. That's 423-682-8674. Or you can get online and check out the services that we offer. We offer more than just cryotherapy. And the idea is that we want to be an alternative to a healthy lifestyle and to rejuvenation as you get older and as you just suffer the normal wear and tear of the everyday.
And, Bill, finally, Tennessee's had this stretch run here where things are looking good. You mentioned a chance at an eighth win, and it does look like a good potential matchup for Tennessee. How optimistic are you moving forward that when you look at the teams that took down Tennessee, the Bamas, the Floridas, the Georgias, are you optimistic that Tennessee can continue to narrow that gap next year?
Yeah, I think you can. I tell you what, here's the deal. Right now, the teams that really have recruited better than anybody is Georgia, Alabama, LSU, and Clemson in our region. They kind of own the recruiting. Jeremy and those guys have done a really good job recruiting, but it's still you've got to get all the horses in the stable, and we don't have them all there yet. But the other thing we can do is by keeping some players around longer and coaching them up. You know, years ago when Nebraska was at their heyday, they had a bunch of guys that were like fifth-year seniors, and they'd get those big linemen and develop them. And if you look at this offensive line developed over the course of the year, if they can get enough depth to where they can develop people, sometimes a guy that's, you know, you get this star system where it's a five-star and a three-star, and I don't even know how you judge them, but you get a guy that develops or a guy that's a late bloomer, a lot of times those guys, by the time they've been around a year or two, they're really good. And an example of that in a different sport was what Barnes was able to do with his basketball program, because he had guys that had been in the program, and they were, you know, you had men playing against these young five-stars, and it made a big difference. And I think that's where we'll make a difference over the long haul, and that's when we'll close the gap. I think we're going to be better. We're going to be more competitive. I still think we're 2 years away, and then we should be back to where we can go toe-to-toe. Nobody's going to out-recruit Kirby. I mean, he's got so many athletes just in the proximity of Athens. But we can get the good kids from Georgia and the kids from Alabama. And you know, they can only sign 25 of them, so there's a lot of good kids around that aren't getting signed. It's not like when they could sign 50 and take up all the good kids. So there's good athletes around.
All right, you heard him. He's got a 12-visit for $100 deal, perfect holiday gift for North Spring. Wells, Jay, and I, we've all done it. It is a wonderful experience. You feel fantastic once you leave there. Bill, thanks as always for joining us, and congratulations to your buddy, Philip. I know it was a tough start to the season, but overseeing that turnaround that Jeremy did had to be a lot of fun.
It was great, and it was great to see him back in Florida at a bowl game.
Absolutely. Bill Emmendorfer with the North Spring Center for Rejuvenation joining us. 648-1051 is the number. We'll introduce the Papa John's poll question when we come back. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.